أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح عيسى بن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا ومن الصالحين قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون صدق الله العظيم. We continue with our discussion with verses 45, 46 and 47 of Surah Al Imran, which we had begun yesterday. Recapping, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the glad tidings that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given to Sayyida Maryam with regards to the coming, the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. In other words, his birth will be from Maryam. Allah Ta'ala clarifies that Isa ibn Maryam, he will be the son of Maryam. So that is also clarified that you are going to have a child. وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ He is going to be honored in this world and in the hereafter, alleviating the concern that she probably would have had at that time, that if this child is born fatherless, people would say that it is an illegitimate child, and we all know what would be the circumstances when an illegitimate child is born. That child does not have any honor in the eyes of people. So that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed that fear from her. And also in the hereafter, Allah ta'ala will grant the child honor. وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ And the child will be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world also and in the hereafter. This is all indicative to the fact that this child will be a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, this child will be obedient to Allah, and in every respect and in every aspect, this child will be a servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in this world, the closeness to Allah, and obviously in the hereafter. Going forth, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَ وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about one of the miraculous events that will take place. Understand once again and try and internalize this. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is not yet born. Nothing has really happened. It is only the glad tidings that has taken place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in this glad tidings saying to Maryam that this child will be of such a nature that he will speak to mankind fil mahdi. He will speak to mankind. Now, Al-Mahd refers to the cradle. In other words, when he would be at that age, when children are in the cradle, obviously, when we look at the verses of Surah Maryam, we will find that he was in the hands of his mother. He was in her arms. She had brought this child after she had given birth to this child. There was one worry, one concern, an unmarried, an untouched woman by any man. And then, of course, this woman was not an illicit, immodest, promiscuous woman. She comes to her community. She knew what the reaction of the people were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises and commands her that say to the people, Inni nadharutu lirrahmani sawman falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. One type of fast amongst the Bani Israel was, besides the abstinence of food and drink, was the abstinence of speech. So I am not going to speak, but obviously indicate to the child, point out to the child, and the child begins to speak. And when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, at that age, the age of the cradle, in the arms of his mother, just a very newly born child, he begins to speak, Inni Abdullah Atani al-Kitaba waja'alani nabiyya. And he begins to speak about him being the servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would bestow him with nubuwat and the various commandments that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant him, the revelation that Allah Ta'ala will grant, and all of that. This is a very great miracle of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. At that age, at those number of days that he was born, it was not possible, not probable that any child will speak, but a miracle from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is making reference to this. One very amazing thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have said to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, or Allah Ta'ala could have directed Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to speak about the innocence of his mother, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala through the tongue of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam at that day, age, in those number of days, he could have then removed any kind of suspicion from his mother. But that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not do, because it was not important. What was important was the guidance that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent him with, and that was most important, that people will be guided. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given man intellect, and man needed to be guided by his intellect. That how is it possible then, if this child was illegitimate, if anything went wrong with the chastity of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, how would this child possibly speak? So there were those that were intellectual, there were those that were spiritually inclined. Immediately they latched on to this and they realized that this was the awaited Nabi that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about in the scriptures of the past, in the Torah, and in the scriptures of the Nabis of the past. And immediately they realized that this is the awaited Nabi, the last Nabi of the Bani Israel, and they accepted Sayyida Isa alayhi salatu wassalam as the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Wa kahla. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about his speech in kahl. Kahl actually refers to a person that is in mature age. Some ulama have given the description of kahla, a person that is between the ages of 32 and 50, or 34 and 50, or over the age of 40. Now everybody speaks when one is 32 years old, 34 years old, when one is 40 years old. So some ulama have expressed the opinion that here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to describe to us Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, like how a person would speak at the age of maturity. That is how this child will speak when he was in the age of cradle. In other words, like how a person speaks when one is mature, this is how this young child will speak that was just a number of days old. And that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to show, that there will be absolutely no difference. And when we look at the verses of the Quran Sharif, undoubtedly this was not even the speech of any human being. This was a speech of somebody that was directed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, someone that was inspired by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are those ulama that say kahla will here refer to somebody that is beyond the age of 40, because in Arabic the word shab will refer to somebody that is up to the age of 40. And then here what will be magnanimous will be the fact that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is now making an ishara. Allah Ta'ala is pointing out to the fact that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would leave this world, he will be ascended to the heavens, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send him back in the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would mean that in the reign of the time of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left this world, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would come back, and he will continue to guide mankind according to the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And obviously then he will speak to mankind. وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he will be from amongst the salihin. We describe this word salihin. One is that a person fulfills the rights of Allah. One is a person fulfills the rights of mankind. And the uppermost and the highest form is that of nubuwat. قَالَتْ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ. Now again the question would arise in our mind that, O Allah, How can a son be begotten to me? How is it going to happen? Again, she did not doubt any qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. She did not doubt the message of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that appears to her in this human form. There was no doubt whatsoever. But now she became curious to know, how is it this going to happen? Am I going to remain like this, an untouched, unmarried woman? Oh Allah, are you going to command me to get married? Is there going to be somebody that I will have to go into a wedlock with? What is the situation, O Allah? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ Whilst no human has ever touched me, no man has ever touched me, I'm a chaste, untouched woman. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَى The response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it will happen even though. In other words, exactly as you are, there is no marriage that is going to take place, there is no man that is going to touch you, there is going to be no male intervention whatsoever. Just as you are, as a single woman, all of it is going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to manifest His very great qudrat that without any male intervention whatsoever, this child is going to be born. إِذَا قَلَّا أَمْرًا When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees a matter, when Allah ta'ala decrees an affair, then what happens? فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to it. Now understand, there is nothing. There is absolutely nothing there. There is no material, there is no substance, there is no plan, there is nothing. But Allah Ta'ala says to it, kun, become. Fayakunu, and then it comes into being. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any plan. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any substance. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any material. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not in need of any aid. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any intervention. Allah is not in need of any sabab. Allah is not in need of any asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that when Allah ta'ala makes any irada, Allah ta'ala makes any faisla, Allah ta'ala makes any decree, Allah ta'ala just uses this word kun, that is become, fayakunu, and it becomes. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create this child, and that is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is why he was called Kalimatullah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because he was Ibnullah wa na'udhu billah, he was the son of Allah, or not because he was a portion of Allah and a part of the Trinity, but because he was the manifestation of this great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word kun, and that is why he was Kalimatullah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us such iman that we understand this great qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.